Well, I am very excited to be beginning a brand new sermon series here with you today. Another way to see the world, the Jesus parables in the Gospel of Matthew. You can see here we've got our schedule laid out between now and Advent. So that's neat. Now, I wonder how many of you, just to flip back to the bulletin, the handout today, how many of you have been looking at this little image going, what on earth is this? What has Graham put on this piece of paper for us?
Is it Jesus, like in the blank spaces?
Yeah, that's right.
I was supposed to look for a while.
So some of you are going, this is an interesting hieroglyphics, or what is happening? That's right. So there are those shapes, but don't look at the shapes. Look at the space between the shapes, and you see that Jesus is there, right? You know, I remember the first time I saw one of these, I spent forever looking at it. It was just like a little wooden plaque that my mom had. And I spent forever looking at it going, what is this? What does this say? Until my mom said, well, here's how you need to look at it. And then all of a sudden, oh, I got it. I understand. That's actually what Jesus' parables do. They give us another way of looking at this world that we live in. We're so used to living in the world that we do. We grew up in it. This is just the way the world works. And yet along comes Jesus, and he gives us these very familiar experiences in the parables, and then goes, oh, but here's the twist. He takes these very earthy stories and says, listen, if you've got ears to hear, then you're going to see that this earthy story has heavenly meaning. And not only that, in the parable, in the passage that we're going to look at today, Jesus has this little aside where he says, you know what, I actually speak parables to hide the truth from people who don't want to hear it, and yet open up the truth to people who do want to hear it. In essence, then, parables show us what we want to see. You know, maybe you've heard the saying, you know, the idiom, speak truth to power. Parables are Jesus speaking truth to the willing. To people who are willing to hear it, you recognize, oh, there is spiritual depth and meaning to this. To other people, they're just dumb little stories that Jesus tells that don't really make any sense. And yet, if we are willing to listen and hear, the parables show us the kingdom of God at work in our world and in our lives. The parable that we're going to look at today really, really does that and is a prime example. This is the parable of the sower. So join me in your Bibles at Matthew 13. We'll go to Matthew 13 and start in verse 1. This is a perfect parable, a perfect example of a parable that challenges our view of the world and invites us to think about how we respond to the gospel of Jesus that he presents to it, to the good news that he presents to us. So Matthew 13, Matthew 13 verse 1 opens, and Jesus is staying near the Sea of Galilee. One day he goes out of the house where he's staying, and he goes down to the lake. You know, there's seagulls flying through the air. The waves are lapping against the shore. The smell of salt in the sea is in the air. And so many people crowded around him that he finally said, okay, I need to get some space here. And so he goes out into a boat, and he begins to teach. And this is what he told the people that were gathered that day. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came along, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked out the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100 or 60 or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Many of us have heard that story so many times that we know exactly what it means. But to the people who were on the shoreline listening that day, they must have been thinking, what is this guy talking about? Remember, this is all those people here. They're not in the house later when Jesus explains what the parable is about. And so the people listening on the shore, okay, there's a farmer who goes out to sow some seed. We're familiar with that as ancient Near Eastern bird people. Some seed falls on the path, the birds eat it up. Some falls on shallow ground, it pops up a sprout because the soil is warm, but then withers. Some on thorny ground, then there's seed that lands and produces a good crop. Okay, I think there are probably some people in the audience that day who were going, yeah, I understand how agriculture works, and don't sow seed on a path. Don't sow seed where there are weeds. I don't see what the big deal is. Why is this Jesus guy so popular, and why do people listen to him? But Jesus isn't just talking about agriculture, is he? He's talking about our heart. He's talking about how we hear the things that he has to say about us, the things that he has to say to us. He's giving us another way to see the world. And we know that because of the way he ends the parable. If you've got ears to hear, then listen to what I'm saying. This is Jesus speaking truth to those who are willing to hear it. This is Jesus calling us to understand that this very earthy story has a truly heavenly meaning. You know, to other people there, they may be thinking, okay, this is a story about an incompetent farmer who doesn't know how to sow his seed properly. But if we've got ears that are willing to hear, we understand this is about how we respond to the message of the gospel. And that's clear from Jesus' explanation of the parable a little bit later on. Slide down the page to verse 18. Jesus has the disciples now, the smaller group, together, and he says, listen to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once responds with joy, receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the man who received the seed, the one who received the seed that fell on good soil, is the person who hears the word and understands it. They produce a crop yielding 100, 60, 30 times what was sold. Sown. If you have ears that are willing to hear, then listen. Jesus tells us what this parable is all about. The sower goes out to sow the seed. The sower is the Savior. The seed is the good news of the gospel. The seed is the message that we turned away from God and said, we don't want anything to do with you. That's bad. But in his great love, God sent his one and only Son to redeem us, to bring us back into relationship with God. That's good. That's really good. And when we believe in Jesus, when we receive that news with faith, we are made right with God. It gives us life. Just like a seed has within it the potential for life. The good news that Jesus brings has potential to give us abundant life and eternal life. The different soils, then, are the different ways that people receive that message. Right? The path that the seed just bounces off of is like a person with a hardened heart. Right? You know these people. They've been trampled on by other people for so long that they just can't imagine that anyone would care for them. or years of hard living or selfish living have made them decide, well, there is no way that I want to hear from this idea that God would have something to say to my life. They won't open up to receive the truth. Their hard hearts cause them to reject the message. The rocky ground that produces rapid growth and then withers in the sun is like a person with a shallow heart. Right? They think that the gospel will give them happiness and joy, and so they'll add it to their list of emotional and spiritual solve me everything, but they don't actually pursue it with any seriousness. When trials come, when Jesus asks things of them, they say, well, no, this isn't what I bargained for. They wither and fall away. And their shallow hearts prevent them from growing any further in truth. The thorny ground is like a person with a distracted heart, right, who hears the message of the gospel but can't be bothered to receive it with faith. They've got better things to do. They've got money to make. They've got bills to pay, things to do, better things to do than to bear fruit for Jesus. But what does Jesus say? The relentless and deceitful pursuit of wealth and the worries and anxieties that come along with that choke them out. Far from getting real life, their distracted hearts actually prevent them from gaining life. But the good soil that produces a crop is a person with a receptive heart. They're willing to hear the message, to take God at his word, to turn from sin, to receive new life from Jesus, to bear fruit for the kingdom. And notice, it doesn't matter how much fruit there is. Some of us make 30 times what we receive, some 100. What's important here is that we receive with faith what Jesus has done and is doing, and bear fruit in keeping with who we are and who he's made us to be. Here's what Jesus wants us to know. What kind of soil are you? Right? What kind of heart do you have? The fact that Jesus concludes this parable by saying to us, if you have ears to hear, listen, compels us to ask, what's the condition of my heart? How do I respond to the message that Jesus brings? So let me ask you, do you have a hardened heart that's unwilling to open up to the message of the gospel? Maybe you've been beaten down for so long that you have a hard time believing that anyone would truly care for you. Well, you know what? It is hard. And it is humbling to say, God, I need you. And yet, admitting that is more important than missing out on the fullness of life that Jesus brings us. Do you have a shallow heart that's only interested in what Jesus has to offer? Right. Some people hear the message of Jesus and say, hey, that's a quick fix. I can get that in my emotional life. Is that you? Did you just want what Jesus can give you? Or are you actually willing to walk with him, to go where he goes, to do the sorts of things that he would do? Is it a shallow heart that you have? Or do you have a distracted heart that's so caught up in the pursuit of wealth and the worries that come with it that you miss out on what God is doing in the world and in your life? You know, I think it's striking that Jesus talks about the deceitfulness of wealth. We need money to operate in the world. That's just a fact of living in the world that we do. But we have this way of saying, oh, just a little bit more and then I'll have enough. Or if I work a little harder, then I'll get to be where I want to be. But before you know it, you're ragged and worn from serving the almighty dollar instead of the compassionate God. Is yours a distracted heart? Or have you got a receptive heart? A heart that is willing to say, yes, Jesus, I've gone my own way. And I've seen that the thorns and thistles are not where I want to go. I can't do it anymore. I need you to restore me. That's the kind of heart that Jesus calls us to have. heart that is humble and receptive and willing to receive and to bear fruit. If you've got ears to hear, then hear what Jesus is saying. Receive the gospel, nurture the gospel, help it to grow. Receive the gospel, nurture the gospel, help it to grow. If you've got a hardened heart, open your heart to receive the message. If you've got a shallow heart, nurture the message and put down roots. If you've got a distracted heart, get rid of the weeds. Give that message a chance to grow. If you've got a receptive heart, then receive the gospel and nurture it and help it to grow. There's a sense in which we could leave the message here, because that's essentially what Jesus heard. Essentially the message that the people heard when Jesus gave that message on the day of Matthew 13. But if we're going to hear this story right, we also need to hear it within the larger story of Jesus' redeeming work in the world. Because did you notice, what does Jesus call this parable? This parable is not just about you and me. You know, we often call this the parable of the soils, because this is, by far, the soils is the most memorable aspect of it. But Matthew 13:18, Jesus himself says very clearly, this is a parable about the sower. We are not alone in responding to the gospel. And then that's good news. Because just like soil, we can't change ourselves. We need a supernatural hand to come in and to prepare our hearts to receive the message, to nurture it, and to help it to grow. Jesus is just the one to do that. The sower in the story is the Savior at work in our lives. And frankly, if you have the wherewithal to recognize that you have a hardened heart, or a shallow heart, or a distracted heart, then I would say that you are already good soil. Because you are willing to see that Jesus is already at work in your life, and the message is taking root in you. So wherever your heart is this morning, here is ultimately what I want you to hear. Invite the sower to become the gardener in your life, and let him bear fruit in you. Invite the sower to become the gardener in your life and partner with him in bearing fruit. If you have eyes to see that you have a hardened heart, then invite the sower to be the gardener, to take the hoe that I brought and break up that hard soil, right? Take out the stones that are in deep, mixed into your heart. Turn from sin and self and trust in him. If you've got eyes to see that you are shallow soil, invite the sower to come in and he will give you living water that draws your roots deeper into faith. I'm going to start mixing metaphors here, but Paul prays exactly this in Ephesians 3. I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your heart, living within you as you trust in him. May your roots go deep down into the soil of God's marvelous love. If you realize that you have a distracted heart, invite the sower to become the gardener in your life and clear out the weeds and clear out the thorns, the things that are keeping you from real, productive life. Receive the gospel. Rip out the distractions. Make room for the gospel to grow. And whatever kind of soil you are. And as I was preparing this, I realized that at various points in my life, I have been all of these soils. I land here then to say, listen, invite the Savior to become the gardener and partner with him in bearing fruit. Right? Do what you can to nip the weeds in the buds, but go where he is going. Go where he calls you. Do what he does. Bear the fruit of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and I guess I might as well finish the list. Faithfulness and gentleness and self-control bear that fruit in your life. It may be that you bear 30 times that. It may be 60 times. It may be 100. What's important is that you are taking, receiving, letting it grow. Invite the sower to become the gardener and partner with him in bearing fruit. Let's pray. Jesus, I am grateful that this is ultimately the parable of the sower, because theologically speaking, we are all hardened hearts. We start out with this heart of stone that doesn't really have any interest in you at all. And yet you, like a good gardener, come along at the cost of your own life. You take out this heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh that we can hear and respond to you. I love parables in that they get into our hearts. And yet the one thing that I realize about parables is they speak in generalities. So I pray, Holy Spirit, that right now you would take what you have been doing in our hearts in the last little bit and help us to apply it in our lives. Lord, if we recognize that we have hard hearts, help us to take steps to partner with you, to open up to you. If we have shallow hearts, help us to partner with you to put down roots. If we have distracted hearts, Lord, help us to see what those distractions are and get rid of them. And I pray that for each of us, we would see and understand what kind of fruit we can bear for you. Not just that. Lord, give us eyes to see how you are at work producing fruit in us already, and help us to bear that fruit for you. Help us to walk with you, to abide with you, to be the branches coming off the vine that ultimately bears goodness in the world. Lord, I pray that you would continue to work in us through this week. Help us to cultivate in ourselves an openness to see you, to see what you are doing, to partner with you in it. In Jesus' name we pray these things.